Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. People are sharing this story as President Biden accidentally shares details about Jimmy Carter's health. Jimmy Carter, former president of the United States, is in hospice care. I don't think we're surprised about his health. I mean, it's just not. He actually said while he was at a fundraiser in California, he asked me to do his eulogy. Excuse me, I shouldn't say that. Is anybody surprised by this? Is anybody surprised that the Democratic president would be asked to give the eulogy of a former Democratic president? No one is surprised. So this is not a story. When they start rewriting the history of Jimmy Carter, I will be there to stand athwart history yelling stop. But I'm not about to badmouth the man right here. That's not happening. Let him be with his family. Let him be able to look back on his life and maybe make some realizations. It's the only thing I could hope for him. In happiness and in no pain. That's it. Biden making a gaffe. Who didn't know that this was the case? The popcorn moment. Let's go. Let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn. Because there is more. I bring to you at this very moment, Chuck Todd.
Ew, David.
What? What? He's the one who said it, so I have to bring it to you.
It's f***ing embarrassing!
You haven't even heard it yet. You don't know that it's embarrassing.
You're a phony. Hey, this guy's a great big phony.
All right, that part you already know. We're talking about the host of Meet the Press. Talking about Ron DeSantis. That DeSantis was in Iowa and got a very, very warm welcome. And Trump, is he going to Iowa today? Trump's going to Iowa as well. Well, of course, Trump's running for president, and one has to assume that DeSantis is as well. He's going to make the visits. He's going to gin people up. Of course. So Chuck Todd over there at NBC is trying to hit Ron DeSantis. He's trying to throw the jab. He's trying to see if he can get the hook in there. See if he can get some combinations in. Maybe an elbow. An elbow. He's going full MMA. An elbow. That's a completely different type of attack. And this is what he says about Ron DeSantis and education. Listen.
The question, I don't know if DeSantis is going to be talking to swing voters. Here's like one of the things he said in Vegas yesterday. Take a listen to this.
We're also the first state in the country to establish every November 10th, the day in our schools is earmarked to teach our students at all grade levels about the evils of communist regimes throughout history. We're going to tell the truth about Marxism and Leninism.
Miami. Jonathan, it's sort of like, look, being a Floridian, I sort of know what he's trying to play there and all of that. But I would tell him, I went to Florida public schools, you know, we were taught this, it was called history. Right. It just seems like a weird politicizing, you know, he's going out of his way to politicize something.
But he's going out of his way to politicize something. Teaching about the horrors of communism is not politicizing. This is Chuck Todd. I'm told that this guy is a political savant. When it comes to presidential history, when it comes to the politics, the back and forth, he knows everything, he studies everything, he geeks out over all of it. Politicizing communism? we've hit a new what the heck. And I don't know if I meant heck. It is out of control the way people are when it comes to a rational conversation that everybody should know exactly how awful communism is. There is never a moment, there's not a moment that you can think of where a conversation of, oh, by the way, you know, communism was horrible, shouldn't come up. And you're only dedicating one day a year out of it? I think it should be much, much more. That's not politicizing. That's rational. I shared earlier that Trump is hitting on DeSantis, and I think doing a... It's not cogent. It's not. Hit on policy. Don't tell me, you know, things were good in Florida under Charlie Crist too, so stop liking Ron DeSantis is a really weird maneuver. But that's still, from Trump, not as weird as this from Chuck Todd. These people are unserious people. You know that, right? It's important to note.